T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Are you addicted to lip balm?
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
How bad is it?
I like every kind. I've had people give it to me as gifts for Christmas, or I've actually cried. I have a small business, and one of my best-selling things at the farmer's market is a chapstick holder.
A chapstick holder. Describe this chapstick holder. Why would you need one? They're so convenient already.
It actually goes on, like, your keys and on inside of your purse, so you don't lose it within your bag. Because I lose my chapstick in my bags and my car everywhere.
Canvas, macrame leather. What's it fashioned out of?
It's a fabric, and they're all different patterns, sports and animals and.
Okay. I would guess you're addicted to lip balm if you're selling the lip balm holders, so that's a yes.
That's a yes.
Kiss 98.5. Are you addicted to lip balm?
I'm super addicted to lip balm.
All right, tell us when you put it on during the day.
I put it on literally every 5 seconds, and I actually, if I don't have it with me, I kind of get moody.
You get moody. All right, so do you drink coffee?
Yes.
How many times will you reapply while drinking coffee? Because the warm cup can take the lip balm off.
Oh, yeah. I apply it probably every sip, after every sip.
because it can get to you. When is the first time you put it on in the morning?
The minute my eye opens. It has to be one eye.
All right. Well, you'd know, but what's the best brand? What's the best flavor, scent, or feel?
Well, I like the cherry chapstick, but I also, my go-to is Vaseline.
Okay. And during dinner, how many reapplies?
At least 2.
You're addicted to lip balm for sure. Thanks for calling. iKiss 98.5. Are you addicted to lip balm?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So do you ever put it on? No?
I never, ever, ever wear it, and I think my lips are better than all of my friends.
Really?
I really do. I've never used it, and my friends that use it all the time, they go through these phases of, like, if I don't wear it, then my lips are going to hurt so bad, and I've never experienced that feeling, and I truly think it's because I've never used it.
Well, so you were just blessed with beautiful lips?
Or she's got callousy lips that never,
oh,
like, she's...
Jen.
No.
Hold on, let me ask, do you have callousy lips?
I don't even know what that means. Absolutely
not. I'm kidding. I was joking. I meant just because, like, you know... Like, you know when you don't moisturize your hands can feel like
right,
work
right.
hands.
Yeah. I have very soft hands, too.
So do you wear lips? You don't wear lip gloss or lipstick at all when you go out?
No, never. Uh-huh. Nope.
Wow, that's
lucky
cool.
Girl.
You must have a good color lip, because some people have, like, bright colors and you don't need anything and you can get away with it. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brianna.
Brianna, are you addicted to lip balm?
Mildly maybe. Definitely not as much as the one girl that put it on every 5 seconds. But
how often are you applying?
I would say probably at least like twice an hour.
That's reasonable.
Okay. If you are going out and you're not going to bring a purse, what are you bringing along? The lip gloss?
Yes, I would have. Well, I only use Burt's Bees peppermint chapstick.
Wow. Okay. Very specific.
Yeah. Specific.
That's a pricey brand.
It is, but it works.
Okay.
It's so good.
And so you use that. Will that always go with you, no matter what?
Yes, that and usually a lipstick.
And a lipstick.
Yeah.
So which goes first?
Usually the chapstick, then the lipstick, because it looks like a base coat.
Okay. Got it. Good to know. The Burt's Bees is your thing. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Are you addicted to lip balm?
Yes. Even when I go to events, I can't wait to get all the lip balm that they give away because I have a stash of them.
You're talking about the promotional giveaway lip balm?
Yeah, of course,
oh,
of course.
Good for you.
Yeah. I'm in my glory.
How many promotional lip balms are in your house right now, do you think?
Well, probably, I probably have about 25.
Okay. Do you keep them all in the same drawer and you offer them to your family when they come over?
Yeah, I have them all over the place. They're not in one drawer. They're in my purse or in upstairs bathroom, downstairs bathroom. I tried to give it to my daughter. She goes, I have too many. Don't give me any more.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. So you are chock full of lip balm. So you're set
promotional
for how many
lip
years?
Balm. There's a difference.
Yeah, promotional lip balm. So which company gives away the best lip balm?
All different kinds. Like if you go to a health fair, their brand, you know, they have their like Aetna or something like that. They have their labels on it. They're mostly the menthol is good. The tinted ones are good too. So all different kinds.
Yeah, Fidelis used to have a really nice one, Jen. You should check that out.
I get the feeling you get other free stuff. So where else can I get free stuff? What else do you have at your house besides lip balm? Promotional lip balm.
The little packets of the Band-Aids. They're nice to get when you go on trips. You have the Band-Aids and the little ointment all set. So anywhere you go, they're good to have, you know?
How about those tiny tubes of toothpaste you get at the dentist? You rocking those?
Yeah, I have some of those.
How about the little spray hand sanitizers?
Again, I don't think you're exploring the free thing. Because I see you out there buying name brand items.
100%.
It just kills me that you're spending all this money. You could live like this woman and live free lip balm, complimentary small Band-Aids, go to the dentist, get some free toothpaste.
Hold on, though. Do you have the little spray hand sanitizer, too?
I do. I have them. I have a little drawer. My is all full of different things.
I think you need to hang out with this person.
I do.
A lot more.
When you go to a hotel, do you take the little shampoos home?
Oh, of course, and especially the Disney ones because those are the best.
Wait, you're staying at Disney resorts?
Yeah, with all the money you save, you could live five-star.
Wow, now I'm impressed. Wow.
She's on property.
Have a magical day. Wow. I Kiss 98.5. Are you addicted to lip balm?
Yes, I am, but I wanted to comment on something else.
Oh, go ahead.
I collect all the different little shampoos and soaps and hair stuff from the hotels over the years and from the dentist to all the little toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I bring them over to the shelter.
Oh, that's nice. That's beautiful that you do that.
I do that like once a year. So I literally bring a big bag of all the free stuff so I get it so that I could re-gift it.
If someone else wants to do that, what shelter are you going to specifically, or how do we find one in our area?
Well, I go to the one in the city, City Shelter in Buffalo.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's cool.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd let you know while you were on the topic.
Do you have any of the Disney shampoo? Because I was like, wow, she's got...
You know,
oh, they did Tresemme for a while. It was great.
I have so many of the... There's a whole bunch of ones. Canada has really good ones.
Do they?
There's hotels. Yeah, they have like French ones.
Oh, nice.
I don't remember the name, but there's Aquaria. There's a few different ones, but they're really good. So again, there's a few I like the way they smell. I keep those.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But now I want to stay. I mean, that girl, all she had to say is, I've got shampoo from the Disney resort. I'm like, oh, you know, it's magical. Like, there's something special about it. Minnie shows up and washes your hair in the bathroom. I Kiss 98.5.
Oh, you were talking about lip balms?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I never put anything on my lips. I can't stand the way that feels. But there is this stuff by Mary Kay called Satin Lips, I think it's called, and it's like an exfoliating scrub for your lips.
Mm-hmm.
And that is awesome. So you do that, and then afterward your lips are nice and soft, and you don't need any of that extra stuff.
So just a good lip exfoliation, and you don't need the product?
That's how I do it. I personally don't like the feel of the chapstick, and my boyfriend doesn't either.
What if you kiss and you exfoliate?
But, like, you know what? Like, girlfriend to girlfriend right now talking to you, it makes me want to put lip gloss on you just because it'll be like, do you know, like, do your friends ever, like, just put it on, see how it feels?
Well, my mom is always telling me I should wear lipstick or something because she says I look washed out without it, but I just can't stand it.
Yeah, that's...
Wow. That's mom's awesome.
Your mom's awesome. You look tired, honey.
You look washed out and bland.
Washed out.
Well, I've got like an old Polish mom who just loves to tell me I should wear more blush, more lipstick, more everything.
Listen, you've got an old Polish mom. That means she's making you pierogies, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah,
every
so
Monday.
You see, no complaining right there. You
exactly.
Hold her tightly and give her a big kiss on the cheek and tell her you love her.
Mm.
Will do.
We'll be over on Monday. Thanks for calling. We've got your address now. Appreciate that. I knew it. Could you imagine, like, a mom that makes pierogies every Monday? Yes, please.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.